Well, the cyclone was really a very surprising event because I've been in India for 40 years.
The day after or 2 days later, I was sitting in what was left of my house because my house fell over. And that's when I started to feel the shock that, yeah, nothing is going to be the same anymore.
I'm now sitting with Aviram, the founder of Sadhana Forest, and this is your home, I think, for how many years now?
8 years.
For 8 years. In general, what's the situation after the cyclone?
Yeah, the situation divides into two. The spirits are very high, but the infrastructure is very low. I would say even literally low. Mm-hmm. It's lying on the ground.
Yeah.
So there's a very big disparity between the mood of people and the height of the infrastructure.
Yeah.
But hopefully the spirits will stay high and the infrastructure will grow again.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how the spirits can keep high.
Yeah. I think this is, for me, the strongest experience of this cyclone is seeing how resilient the volunteers are, how motivated and how they can really pick themselves up and continue the work. And it's amazing. And so much together, so much human unity in, you know, in action. It's really very heartwarming, I think.
How many people are staying here now?
About 90.
90 volunteers.
Yeah.
And they all have a place to sleep still?
Yes, they all have a place to sleep. Some of them that are long-term with us had the more private or couples' huts. Now they don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, I think, as happy, at least for now.
Yeah. I've been speaking to some of them too today.
Uh-huh.
And many were very positive about it too.
Yeah.
To see it, also as a new opportunity to start things on in another way and...
Definitely. I think it calls for reflection. And I think we already started this process of reflection.
Mm.
And it will continue and lead to a new beginning, to a new... And, you know, I don't think maybe this is the ideal trigger for reflection.
No.
But if it already exists, then at least we can use it well.
Yeah. What are, like, priorities now? The things that needs to be done first?
Fixing some critical pieces of the infrastructure, like some water piping, some elements of the solar system, fixing roofs that will not stand in the next rain. If we get another rain, we're in a very big problem because all our roofs are practically damaged.
Yeah.
There's not one roof that will not leak here. So we have to get going with that. Yeah, there's a lot of work here. A lot of work for many, many, many months.
And how about the cost of things?
We estimate the damage at the moment at 28 lakh rupees, which is like 42,000 euros.
And how do you think of getting this money together?
We have no idea. I mean, we are trying to communicate with our family, with our friends, with other people, well-wishers of Sadhana Forest, to explain to them what happened to us, what is the challenge, and hopefully they will help.
Yeah.
Also, Orville has a sort of emergency fund that I hope will also help us if money flows in.
Yeah.
I don't know the details of that fund, but I think they're trying to raise $1 million, which is 5.3 crore rupees. And if that will come, hopefully some of it will be channeled to Sadhana Forest.
In all, you're not too sad about it?
No, I'm not sad. I think that... in a way, I'm even happy about it because I feel that it will enable us to do things better.
Yeah.
You know, it's you don't get many chances in life to start again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a little bit like moving to Orville, you know, this cyclone. You know, when you move to Orville, you start afresh. You have the beautiful chance of making new mistakes.
Yeah.
And now we have a chance to make new mistakes. The old ones are Many of them are wiped out. So we can make new ones.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Hans for Auroville Radio. I am staying in Sadhana Forest. I'm going to walk around here, see what people are doing. It's the second work shift people have here before noon. Can I ask you what you are doing?
I was for cleaning work. The main hut.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing some recordings for the Auroville Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take a lot of termites.
Am I being recorded right now?
You're being recorded right now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to edit it afterwards. Okay. So, I take the good parts out of it, and the bad parts I leave.
So you want to know what I'm doing exactly now or what I'm doing overall?
You can begin with what you're doing now.
Okay. Right now I am cleaning the main hut because our mat on the floor is completely wet, and it's been 2 or 3 days and it still hasn't been wet, so we have to cut the wire and pull the mat out, which is quite big, and then just make it more of a livable space because this is where everyone stayed during the past 2-3 days when all the dormitories were wet.
Jasper, you didn't see the big barrel transporter, the orange truck?
Okay. People have found a place now to sleep.
Pretty much. Our mattresses are pretty much dry. They're still a little bit soggy in the middle, so another day or two in the sun will be okay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But by tonight, 5 o'clock, we're going to have all the dormitories set up, and all the long-termers that lost their homes have now been relocated to other places that they can live in for the time being until we get money to fix the other huts.
And you've been staying here for a long time, no?
Yes, I've been here for about over a year, almost a year and 3 months now.
Yeah. Can you say a bit how you experienced this cyclone?
Like how I felt after or during? Or?
Yeah.
During the cyclone, it was kind of, I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. I was remembering last year's cyclone scare, and I was like, nothing actually ever happened. So I just kind of blew this one off. And then during the cyclone, I think I was just too preoccupied about trying to stay dry and trying to stay warm that I didn't really think about it.
Like everybody.
Yeah. Afterwards, I was actually really sad when I walked out and saw everything fallen. And then when someone told me that my hut had fallen, I'd been living there for about a year now and knowing that it's like no longer there. But then at the same time, I was really thankful that everyone was safe, that we were all together. No one got hurt. And it's a chance to rebuild now.
Yeah.
So
it's a new beginning too.
New beginning. Yeah. It's sad because we were progressing so well, but at the same time, this is the stuff that got damaged is fixable. Whereas if someone had gotten hurt or something worse, that wouldn't be so easy to take care of. So,
but like this main hut is okay.
Main hut
structure, or?
Yeah, amazingly the main hut is okay. We were a little bit worried about the main hut because it's such a big A-frame structure.
It's the biggest structure here. No?
Yeah, it's the biggest structure here, but. I think there was enough granite pillar support, and the bunding around it was done really well.
Yeah.
We lost part of the roofing, but overall the structure itself is very safe. It also might be because it's lower on the ground than a lot of the other structures.
Yeah.
And then the front half of the main hut also has a metal base as well, because that was the main hut for the long time, like our first main hut, first half of the main hut. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what has to be done with the main hut is just, it has to dry up.
It needs to dry up, and then we need to fix the roof before the monsoon, which is, again, really sad because we just rebuilt the roof over the summer. So now we have to rebuild it again, which you do it. So that's the biggest thing with the main hut is fixing the roof before the monsoon next year.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jaspreet.
You're welcome.
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm checking the community out to see if there's any of our paths or any of the spaces that are blocked by the trees that have fallen down. And I'm removing the trees that are in the way so that we can begin doing all the cleanup work and so that the community can, you know, begin to start functioning again. So we have toilets available, so that we have showers available, so that we have laundry available. And I'm also coordinating a lot of work crews that are, that we have a lot of volunteers here, and they want to contribute and they want to help. But it takes somebody to know what to do and to show them how to do it.
Yeah.
So
you stay here for a long time.
I've been here in Sadhana for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been in Oroville for 6 years.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that a long time or
it's pretty high. Time is relative, but
yeah. Yeah, this is my home.
Yeah.
I live here with my daughter Isa.
Yeah.
And this is where we live. Yeah.
So this it must have been quite a shock for you too then to see all this happening.
You know, I'm still starting to understand how much of a shock it is. In the beginning, it was simply a matter of coping. I mean, a storm is coming, and people are in danger, so we have to work together to make sure that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And that was really successful.
Mm. You know, yeah, we nobody got hurt.
We were able to protect everyone
yeah.
and make sure that no one was hurt. People were cold, people were wet, people were hungry, but no one was hurt.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we lost many buildings and we lost a lot of trees.
Mm.
But yeah, so the day after or 2 days later, I was sitting in what was left of my house because my house fell over. And that's when I started to feel the shock.
Yeah.
That, yeah, nothing is going to be the same anymore.
Mm.
You know, it's nature has cleaned everything for us and mm-hmm. now it's time to start again.
Yeah.
And to realizing how, on one hand, how big that is, but on the other hand, how freeing and how liberating that is to have all of the past just swept away. And now
that's a nice point of view.
Now you have this amazingly beautiful opportunity to create something mm-hmm. new, the way that works for nature and people.
Yeah,
yeah, Rich. Tell me.
Do we have like a flat bit of timber, like a strong bed, just to put across here, just as a temporary? Sorry, you're recording.
I know it's no worries. The check by the by the kitchen bridge.
Kitchen bridge. Oh, yeah.
There's one piece on the other side. Grab those.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
And now it's just a question, I think, of making priorities.
Yeah, making priorities and helping people contribute in the way that they're wanting to help, which means a lot of supervision and a lot of training and a lot of instruction. And because there's a lot of jobs to be done and people need the skills and the understanding of how to do it properly so that they don't waste their time, so that they can be useful and feel good about themselves. And
Okay, I'll leave you to your job.
Great.
Jason.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. What are you guys moving?
Shit.
Shit?
Wanna help us?
Shit.
Full power, Argentine!
what's the best way?
No, the other way, this way.
Rich is getting the two pieces of flat wood by the kitchen bridge. He's bringing,
he's bringing
them right now, so 20 seconds and he'll be back.
Right. You've been here for a long term.
Four months. Rich!
4 months.
Yeah. I'm going to stay another 8 months and here for 1 year in total.
So you can be really helpful now at this moment, I guess.
Funny thing is, I was complaining about the routine and that everything does its magic after 4 months and then just the cyclone hit.
Well, we don't have time, you know, for nothing now today. We don't have time for a stay here, you know?
No, we're just waiting for Rich.
Yeah, but we don't have people, we don't have time.
Yeah.
There's many, many barrows, we need empty, many, many things.
See, we don't have time for interviews. Eh?
No, okay. But
it's
fine, I record just what you're doing also, you know? Some soundscapes. You're fixing this pathway here?
Yeah. It got damaged.
Yeah.
It got destroyed. So, in order to make sure that the toilets are clean, we've got to empty out the barrels.
Yeah.
And as many barrels as we can empty, as many toilets we have for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Rich, I doubt
it's
right
away. Okay,
and what you're doing now?
Now I'm taking the we are planted in before, and we are checking the herbal plants.
Yeah.
And I explained him a herb.
Yeah.
And what's the uses and we have. It's gone.
Many herbal plants also got destroyed.
Or local herbal plant. Yeah. They're checking.
But there's still some plants left?
Yeah. Yeah, some plant is left.
Yeah.
And also we want to again to growing the plant also. Yeah. And we want to make it like garden.
Yeah.
Herbal garden.
To start over a bit again.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, welcome.
Menashe, what are you doing now?
We're doing there the project of cacti.
Okay.
Yeah.
The cacti got destroyed?
Yeah, we build up a special recreational structure which will contain the cacti, and it will have a half moon arch. Mm-hmm. It's a sculpture.
Yeah.
And all will be for white cement.
Okay.
So now we have to move these things out, take the slab from down, one of them.
This one?
Yeah, this one. This one.
Wow.
Yeah, because we don't have any other. This is the right size. We have there, but it's too big.
Maybe you can tell a bit about your experience of the cyclone?
Well, the cyclone was really a very surprising event because I've been in India for 40 years. And it was such a constant cyclone. It started actually around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the evening. And it went on with a very, very strong gush, which went on up to next day. So it was 12 hours. And since we have here very, very, what I call clayish soil, most of the plant couldn't stand because they were already wet, moist. So most of the plant fell down.
Yeah.
And it was very sad. But when we restored some of the plant and put them into the right position, that made me very happy.
Yeah. Many plants can be saved, you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One, you can see that, just behind you, the big one.
Yeah.
The big one there.
And they want to know what's happening here with the cyclone and how people coping with it.
Okay.
What jobs have to be done. So your name again was?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, yeah. What are you doing now?
Well, right now we're just rebuilding some of the cactus gardens.
Yeah.
So it's kind of more of an aesthetic thing than like a practical thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just trying to put everything back together, I guess. Yeah.
These cactus, they were destroyed very badly?
Yeah, a lot of they were like covered in these like little rooftop gardens, mm-hmm. so they didn't get too much sun, mm-hmm. and a lot of them fell over.
Okay.
And yeah, were destroyed.
You think you can save most of the cacti, or?
Yeah, I think they're pretty, they seem pretty hardy, so they're kind of like one of those plants that want to root, so I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't get too much water or something. Is it possible, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Cacti? Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure, actually, if that's going to be a problem or not. But they look okay, though. Yeah. They don't look like the rest of the area does. So.
Yeah, good luck with it.
Yeah, thanks.
Say your name again?
Lior.
How old are you?
10.
10. You've been staying here at Sadhana Forest.
What?
How long have you been here in Sadhana Forest?
Already 2 weeks or three and a half, maybe three.
Okay. 3.5 weeks.
I don't know. I came here in the 12th of December.
Ah, okay.
So now it's almost 3 weeks.
Yeah. So you were here before the cyclone came and you see now. Yeah. What do you think of it?
It's very different.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
And you survived the cyclone without any problem?
Well, yeah, but it was very, very, very difficult. I was with thermal t-shirt, with a regular t-shirt, under this. Under I was with sweatshirt, and under something for the rain.
Yeah.
And I was very, very cold.
Yeah.
And hot pants, and it was for me very cold.
Yeah, you were all totally wet, no?
Yeah, I was all wet, and it was me and my mom and my brother together in one bed, one mattress. We all wake up as in 2:30 in the night, and we go to the workshop dorm.
Mm-hmm.
There we was all the people.
Yeah, because it was the safest place to stay.
But all the people. No, they very good. It was three or four people. They make in the night tea.
Yeah.
In the winds and in the rain.
Yeah.
And this was also people. In the morning when it also was the cyclone, but little bit rest. Cyclone was not so strong, so they make a breakfast. And I don't know, in other place all the people will do, is will not to be like this. In other place, all the people will shout and this, yeah. And don't will don't know what to do.
Yeah, but the hut you're staying, is it?
My hut is very good. The mattresses don't get wet.
Okay.
All the things is okay.
Yeah.
That it was 9 huts that are down, mm-hmm. and some hut is they fall like this, so just some little bit things in the mud.
Yeah.
But other hut fall like this or like this, like Dorian hut is like. It's like the granite like crash and the hut like this.
Yeah, they fell over here.
Yeah, the top in the mud.
Yeah.
And in the floor and like Raja hut is like this on the side and all the things in the mud is like very terrible. It's different. And the frog was do party.
Yeah, the frogs they were happy.
Yeah, sure. It was many kind of frog.
Yeah. So your name is
Sheila.
Sheila, and you're responsible for kitchen.
Yeah, yeah? I'm responsible for kitchen.
Wasn't it difficult to keep on feeding persons? The day after the cyclone or something, there was enough food for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You taking my video?
Yes, I'm recording now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit shy.
You're a little bit okay. No problem. No problem.
But
everybody
enough for the
food. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's also.
Hi guys.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm making some recordings for the Auroville Radio.
Yeah.
They do Auroville Radio.
Yeah.
They're doing a program on Sadhana Forest.
Yeah.
And they asked me to make some recordings to see what's happening here after the cyclone.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
We're making a, what was it?
A sewing horse.
Sewing horse.
Okay.
So basically we're sewing 4 big pieces of wood. And we're going to try to tie them together.
Mm-hmm.
And make.
Because we got all this tree from the cyclone.
There's all trees that like were destroyed by the cyclone you're using now.
Yeah, all this is.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have one already, then we need more because there's so much tree now.
Yeah, nothing will be wasted. I mean, everything is going to be used. We're going to firewood, sewing horse, we're going to make some mulch with the leaves and the rest. So, I mean.
Trying to be creative with what happens.
Yeah, it's a cycle, you know?
Like
coming and going like the water, you know, from the air or the clouds coming down and then going. So it's the same with everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You don't feel too sad about what happened? You don't feel too sad about what happened? Or?
No, absolutely no. I mean, every end is a new beginning, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, all these trees, one day they will die, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we all die. Sometimes younger, sometimes older. Yeah. It's the same with the trees.
Yeah.
You can't just, it's inevitable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, it's positive.
Yeah.
And it's destroying the ego, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirtness, it's a kind of a purification, ready to start again.
It's not like you think all the work has been done is for nothing.
No. Work is work.
Yeah.
Work is for the sake of work, not for the results. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, it's great. We're all alive. So we can start work again and. No, create something better than what was before.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of the nature.
Yeah. You've been staying here for how long? In Sadhana?
Well, 4 months.
4 months?
One month,
okay.
I came here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably I'll stay until my visa is finished. Yeah. so I can go and renew it and come back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here for 2 weeks. It feels like home already. So. no rush to go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's life. It's yeah. real life.
Okay, I'll leave you to your job further.
Yeah.
The what?
Auroville Radio.
Oh, okay.
They want to do a program on Sadhana Forest to see what's happened here with the cyclone and how people are coping with it and what kind of work is going on here.
Wow, I am not sure you found the two people, the right two people to ask.
No, I've been going around for everybody, so
okay.
I don't know what you're doing.
We're just collecting twigs for firewood.
Yeah.
But I think this is done every day, except yeah. for now it's a little bit wetter. So
it's a normal work that also is going on.
Yeah,
I guess.
Definitely.
Just to keep the life going.
Yeah, and we do need to dry some wood and twigs.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's what we know.
Yeah, but you were also here when it happened, no?
Yeah. It was horrible. Yeah, so what do you want to know?
Hmm?
What do you want to know?
You were here before the cyclone and you're here after?
We were here before the cyclone and for the cyclone.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the day after the cyclone, in the afternoon, we went to Pondi.
Yeah.
To dry our things. But Pondi was also very much destroyed.
Yeah, maybe it was even worse than here, no?
It was pretty bad. It was, there were a lot of electric cables and phone cables, just, and water that came up to our knees. It was, there was a flood near the beach.
Yeah.
And we didn't find a place to stay.
No.
It was full. Yeah. We looked half of the night, yeah.
In the rain, no? Because it was still raining.
In the rain, in the flood, one of us was barefoot, all of our stuff was soaking wet. The bags were really heavy. And in the end, we went to one of the guys in our group had a friend in Pondi, and we just crashed at her place on the floor.
Yeah.
The five of us. Yep. And then we came back yesterday.
Mm.
Dry stuff and a lot of energy.
It's good you came back.
Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of work has to be done still.
Yeah, of course.
You're staying for some time?
Yeah, I've been here a week and two or three days. And I'm planning to stay 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Do you want to say something?
Anna? No.
No?
I figured you didn't, so I took over.
That's very nice of you. Okay, I'll leave you to your job.
Thanks.